CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. And tonight we'll begin with the pre-net check-in list. Net control, like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. And KM4RGX, that's Carol. He is over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Carol. Hope all's going well with you. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're staying safe. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-in capability. And then we'll go straight to the Echolink stations. We've got a couple of Echolink stations. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V, here in Manatee County, South Florida. I'm negative and negative and good evening, WN4V.
Net control, please check in Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. That's KJ4HKC. John, I'm back in Belton. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize WN4V. That's John in Bradenton, Florida, Manatee County. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KJ4HKC, that is another John. That's a John with an H. And he is back in Belton. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Any other stations, any other Echolink stations that like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Please check in and out. Kilo 4 Zulu, Zulu X-ray. This is Steve. We're over here at the base of Paris Mountain in beautiful Greenville County tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4ZZX. That's Steve at the base of Maris Mountain. Good to have you. It's nice, Steve. Hope all's going well with you. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We do have one other Echolink station. If you don't have any voice, any audio, feel free to type in a text message. We'd really like to get you checked in. And we're going to give a break for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before and would like to check into a net with no protocols barred, right? No holes barred on the protocol. You just want to check into a net. You haven't done it before. You just want to get familiar with it. Brand new amateur radio operators that like to check into the net. Call W4DJW. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any for the moment, but we do have a lot of testing sessions opening up, and they're figuring out creative ways of doing testing, so we do look forward to having more brand-new amateur radio operators joining the ranks here pretty soon. Tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with India through Lima. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters I through L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
Please check in slightly out of turn, but going to lose you here in a minute on one of the mountains here. Please check in Kilo 9, Oscar, Hotel K9OH, Billy Portable on the top of Long Mountain in Oconee County, South Carolina this evening. Good evening, Dave and all over there. I'll be in and out, 73.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Control, Houston Link, Kilo Tango 4, November Yankee. My name is Dale, located in Central. Good evening to you.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good from Tuxedo tonight, James. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And K9OH, that's Billy, Portable Long Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Billy. You're sounding good. Be careful out there on the portable. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Welcome back to the Upstate. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good, Larry. Appreciate you being here. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. And KT4NY, that's Dale on Echo Link from Central. Good to have you. It's not Dale. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations, India through Lima, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Probably got a real good copy on me tonight. I'm actually on the Kenwood DS-2000, so if you don't mind, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative to negative to 73 to you and everybody on the net.
You are absolutely correct, Kevin. You're solid as rock. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG, Kevin, and Fountain Inn on the TS-2000. Sounding good. Back to normal. Again, not down there at Ware Shoals. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kevin. Take care. Stay safe. Let's go ahead and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Blue Ridge
2-meter
net. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in, Kilo India 4, Mike, in November. Hopefully you can hear me, Dave. You might hear me sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. Hey, I'm 4 MLM, I'll be negative, negative.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walton Edmund. I'll be negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that's Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. Good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. You guys take care. Stay safe. KI4MLN, that's Al. He's over in Mullen. Sounded pretty good, that, to go around, Al. So your equipment is working now. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. And K4OIM, that's Walt. Sounded good from Inman this evening. Good to have you tonight, Walt. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and move on to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters Q through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
For DJW. And Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
W. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, K4OW, Rich and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
JW. In Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike, KF4QM. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That is John over in M, and I got you down for comments. John, we will be back to you in a little bit. K4ROW, that's Rich. Sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you this night, Rich. Hope you're doing well. And KF4QM, that is Eric, sounding clear as a bell from 6 Mile. You got a direct path straight into the repeater, Eric. You sound like you're sitting here in the room with me. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango. Okay, we'll go ahead and moving on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to have to work on that group. Let's go ahead and bump it up to Alpha through Delta. First letter of the call begins with A through D, and you like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
JW. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave. in the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
DJW. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2, BYQ, David and Easley. No traffic, no comment, and good evening to everybody on the net.
Okay, there's a good group. Net Control Electric recognized KO4 AOW. That's David. He's sounding good from Inman this evening. David, hope your SQL load went well. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you're not going to have to do that again tonight, what you had to do last night. And for DIZ, that's Joel from Greenville. Joel, haven't heard you in a while. It's good to hear you back on the radio. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's David, sounding good from Easley this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, David. Take care. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, moving on to the patient group this evening, Echo through Hotel. If the first letter of the suffix or call begins with letters E through H and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Leave everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's will be negative and negative tonight.
Go to the Kilo Oscar Henry, Kilo Oscar 4 Henry Kilo X-ray.
Okay, Nick Control Lock recognize N4HHC. That's Warren sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Warren, appreciate you being here. And KO4HKX, that's Patrick from Penrose. Sounding good from Penrose tonight, Patrick. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. We'll go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Control. 4HEL, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Echo Lima. My name is Ed. I'm in River Falls, and I'll be negative and negative. 73's to the net.
W, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, City in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Good evening, you and Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HEL. That's Ed, sounding good from River Falls this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, that's Sid, checking in from Fletcher this evening, Fletcher, North Carolina. And folks, be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 146.64 with a tone of 91.5. He has a great net, 8 o'clock Sunday, every Sunday. He uses the W4YK call sign, the club call sign, so be sure and check in with him every Sunday at 8 o'clock. And Sid, we do appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us this evening. Tell Miss, why can I not remember her name all of a sudden? Okay, it'll come to me 2 seconds after I let up off the mic. Anyway, Sid, you be careful. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And tell your better half we said hello this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. WCA, West Asheville. I'll be in and out.
W. In out. Kilo November 4. Tango Zulu Whiskey. It's Gabriel. I'm in Pisgah Forest right now, and I believe her name was Beverly. Could be wrong. Thanks for calling in.
Control, this is KO4 DJV, Northeast Georgia Commerce.
And Gabriel, you are correct. Miss Beverly, I remembered it 2 seconds after I let up off the mic. It's just the way old brains work. Anyway, appreciate you for confirming that for me, Beverly, or Gabriel, and I'm just getting all tongue-tied tonight. Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and sorry we forgot her name. Appreciate you being here tonight. Net Control Lock recognize KI4WCA. That's Michael from Asheville. Haven't heard that call in a long time, but I used to talk to you, Michael. I don't know if you remember, but good to hear you back on the air if you've been off of the air, or good to hear you back on this repeater if you've just been off of this repeater. Come back, come early, come often. Appreciate you being here. And KN4TZW, that's Gabriel over in Hendersonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel, and thank you for the confirmation. KO4DJV, that's Michael from Commerce, Georgia. Sounding good from Commerce, Georgia this evening, Michael. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in
WB4
Fox, Echo Echo. Dan over in Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. And Dave, just check me in and out tonight, please, sir. Have a good evening.
4DJW. Check in. KO4HON. This is Brian in Simpsonville.
Okay, now control, I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan sounding good from Simpsonville this evening, Dan. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KO4HON, that's Brian from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope all is going well with you. One more last call before we shut down the formal portion of that all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like that's just about going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we have one rag chewer up on the stump this evening. That's KN4RJN. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW, KN4RJN, how is my transmission to you?
You're solid. Full quieting, full scale on the output of the repeater.
Afraid of that. On this end, I've got some pretty heavy static, and it's cutting in and out. I've checked every connection I can check from the inside and turned off everything that could possibly put an out LRF signal that's anywhere near this thing, and I'm still getting some heavy-duty static, and it's everybody that's talking's got static and down in the noise, so I'm not sure what's going on.
What kind of radio is that you're running?
Sun. It's written in Chinese in very small letters. It's a KGUV-20P-A dual band and cross band transceiver, and comes with a Waxon power supply, which I've been using it for my base station, and haven't had any problems, up until here just recently. It was a little scratchy the other night. I've moved the antenna outside, and I don't know if it's this cable that Steve loaned me. I turn off the Raspberry Pi because that bothers it. I've unplugged everything that except the radio itself, thinking maybe there's a little stray signal going in there, but I don't know what it is, so I might have to either go outside and check connections, or, well, actually the connection is inside, but I may have to go out and move that antenna or do something else with it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because your transmit side, it's fine. I would think if you had an issue, it would show up in transmit before receive. You don't have like a squelch setting set higher than you used to set. You haven't gone in and changed the squelch recently, have you?
I was bothering it. I ran the squelch up to see if that would do it, and that didn't do it. So, I believe I brought it back down, but I don't actually recall.
Well, you might want to check that. You might just want to drop it all the way off so that you get static in between people talking and just see if it sounds the same way with no squelch, and then put your squelch back to where you want it after that, just as a confirmation that it's not the squelch setting that's causing the problem.
Give me just a second. DJWKN4RJN.
Okay, so I'm assuming now there's static in between my transmissions. There's static before I key up, and when I key up, the static should go away. And then when I unkey, the static should come back.
Well, I ran the squelch all the way down, and it didn't seem to have changed it much.
Okay, just something to try. If I think of anything else, I'll let you know. How about your laptop? Have they contacted you, and have they given you any updates on that yet?
The parts to be in, let's see, this is Tuesday, parts should be in tomorrow, and hopefully it won't take you more than a day to put it all back together, so I'll let you know as soon as I know something.
Okay, well, we'll check with you again as much as we can, and then sometime, like if you've got to leave town, I know that was kind of iffy as well, just send me a text message and let me know. If you're not hanging around the radio.
Well, as it stands right now, we're definitely going somewhere Friday. I just don't know where. what direction, but I think we're going to wind up in North Carolina. I'm not sure when Friday we're going to leave.
Okay. Well, I'll just plan to I'll plan for the worst and hope for the best. How's that sound?
If I can arrange to be here around 9 o'clock, I'll give you a holler. If I'm equipped and ready to do that, if I got my computer back and the radio is working better than it is right now, let me run the squelch back up, see what that does.
Yeah, that could make it annoying. Of course, if I key up, you're not going to know where to set it. Well, yeah, you'll know, go down to or come up to. Well, I don't know. Anyway, I'll give you some dead air so you've got time to set the low end of the squelch. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I just adjusted it there while you were talking. I went from 1 to 5 to 9 and back down again, and it didn't seem to make a whole lot of difference, so I don't think it's a squelch.
Okay. If you got any other radios, you might try them too. Swap it out for another radio that you might have sitting around not being used, just to see if it's inside of the radio or outside of the radio.
Well, the radio I got is my little handheld, and that it does great as long as I'm standing outside, but it doesn't do too good from in here.
Well, if you got like a BNC to PL239 or PL239 to SMA, whichever it is, you can still use the handheld for receive inside on the antenna that's outside to see if you still have that static. That'll tell you if it's the transmission line or the antenna. If the handheld is perfectly quiet, there's no static whatsoever, and then on the walks-on there's static, then it's inside your radio, not outside.
Yeah, this is Kane4RJ, and can you give me a long count there, Dave?
Yeah, affirmative. And I wasn't talking about the handheld on its antenna. I'm talking about the handheld on the same antenna that the Waxon is on right now. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Over.
JN, well, amazingly enough, it sounds, at least on the receive end, it sounds a whole lot better on the handheld than it does on my radio.
Well, that's with his rubber duck, all right? Yeah, that's not on the, or did you pop it off and put it on the handheld that quick?
It's on the rubber duck.
Okay, so that doesn't tell you anything about your transmission line and your outside antenna for your Waxon radio. What will tell you something about it is take the rubber duck off and put the radio transmission line, the cable coming out of the Waxon, take it off of the Waxon and put it onto the handheld and listen to it. And if you still have the static on the handheld, then it's in your transmission line or your antenna. If the Waxon is, or if the handheld is very clear on the Waxon's transmission cable and antenna, then there's a problem inside the Waxon.
I think that cable will fit on the handheld. I believe that connector looks bigger. But I just turned the volume down on the radio and turned on the handheld that I'm transmitting on the radio and listening to you on the handheld.
Okay, it won't fit. Guaranteed it won't fit. But they make PL259 to SMA adapters, and they make PL259 to BNC adapters, whichever adapter. If you unscrew your antenna off of your handheld, it'll either have like a BNC connector on it or an SMA connector. And they make SMA to PL259 adapters that you can get. I usually keep a bunch of those at Hamfest. That's a whole, you pick up a whole bunch of those things. Those converters are always handy to have on hand, so you can do exactly what you wanted to do right now. Just switch it out and test it. Test that transmission line and that antenna on your handheld with a converter, and you can eliminate it being the problem with it takes the guesswork out of it, right? Eliminate the transmission line and the antenna as being the problem, or eliminate the Waxon as being the problem, right? Helps you narrow down the issue.
Well, I don't have one of those adapters, so I'll have to acquire one. But I am hearing a little bit of static on the handheld, but I think part of
That is the speaker's a lot smaller on it and doesn't seem to bother it near as much, but I just turned it on, tuned to this station and turned the volume down on the radio and turned the handheld up, so I'm transmitting on the radio and listening to you on the handheld. And every once in a while I turn it back up. The static kind of comes and goes. I'm not sure what's going on there.
Well, I've got a bunch of those BNC converters. So if you take your antenna off and let me know what kind it is, or maybe take a snapshot of it with your phone and send me a picture of it, then maybe I can send you a picture of a converter and you can tell me if that worked. And I can leave it in my truck one day while I'm working if you want to just come by here and pick it up. I could save you buying a whole bunch of stuff, right? Those things are really, really cheap. And that could save you a bunch of headache, a long time, and a bunch of buying stuff that's unnecessary if that's not what's wrong with it.
I think, I'm not sure. I didn't have the problem while it was hanging upside down from the ceiling fan until I put those new light bulbs in, and then I knew I had to move that thing out. But I got it outside, and apparently my transmission's a lot clearer, but I don't know what's causing that static on my receiving.
Is there any fluorescent lights anywhere, like on the inside of the house where the antenna is outside of the house? Like, for example, is there a fluorescent, like right above the kitchen sink, there's usually a fluorescent light. And if you put it right above the kitchen sink, you might be like 10 inches or 12 or 2 feet from a fluorescent light that's on that could be causing that problem.
I started to say there's not a fluorescent light in this house, but there's one up in the garage that's just a good 30 feet from here that is not on right now. And there's one back here in the where the water heater is down here in the basement, but that's several feet away from where the antenna is, and it's a brick wall to get there, but it's hanging upside down outside underneath my screen-in porch, and there are no lights out there at all, anywhere near there.
Okay, not sure what it could be then, but just have to plug, unplug here and there and plug other things in and check it with your SWR meter. That's not really probably not going to be it, but because your transmission is really good. So I don't know. That's going to be a difficult one to tell. You're going to have to piece part things out to find it.
Well, if I hold the handheld up in the air over the top of my desk, the static on it goes away. There is a little bit of static in the background of that. That'd be a little impractical with the radio itself, because I'd have to go outside and get the antenna and walk around with it and try and talk on it at the same time, and my arms aren't that long.
Does that thing have crossband repeat? Well, that'll save you from having to have long arms. Let me check to see if there's anybody else. We're at the bottom of the hour, just past the bottom of the hour. Let me check to see if second shift has arrived, and I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, John, back to you. No second shift yet.
Doesn't sound like it. I tuned into the Anderson net at 8:30, and apparently somebody forgot to call it. nobody showed up. But several people called in and said, hey, is anybody running the net? Anybody running the net? Well, you know, I didn't hear anything. So apparently not. So I bumped on over here. They sounded not quite as scratchy as this frequency does. They're at, let me see here. They were on 146.52. And there's most of the guys that were calling in looking for the net sounded a lot clearer than what it does on this one. And I don't know what's so peculiar about our frequency, but something on this end is bothering it. I don't know what it is.
Well, 146.52 is the call-in frequency for 2 meters. That's simplex. So if they're running that net on 146.52, that's a simplex net. So that's, you would probably only hear people that are close to you in Inman.
Call in from Anderson and Easley and I forget where all they've called in. I listen to that net every once in a while, but they're not all in Anderson. The guy, in fact, the guy called the net the other night. I believe he said he was in North Carolina somewhere.
So that must have been the 146.79 or 146.97, one of those two repeaters, not the 146.52.
Well, I checked on my radio to see what that frequency was, and that's what I've got it set at, and that's what I was hearing them on. So so we got another mystery to deal with here.
Yeah, if you tune your radio to that frequency and you key it and you watch the frequency, you won't see it upshift or downshift. It'll stay right there on 146.52. It doesn't go up or down. It doesn't change frequency because that's a simplex frequency, not a repeater frequency.
Well, if I had my computer, I could look it up on my program and see what it is. But my radio says it's 146.52, so you know, what do I know? But in any event, I'm not going to worry about them too much. I'm going to try and figure out what the static issue is on this end, on this frequency, and because I don't hear it on other bands, and you know, it's only on this frequency. It's like, you know, my Raspberry Pi doesn't bother Sid's net when I check in with him, and there's a couple other nets that I listen to, and the Pi doesn't seem to bother him. It only bothers this one. So I'm just lucky, I guess.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, if you get that, I think I sent you a snapshot of how to get that dongle, that RTL-SDR software on there. Then you can bring up that scope on your Raspberry Pi, and you can see how the noise floor across the 2-meter band won't be flat where you are. It'll have bumps and ridges in it, and sometimes those bumps and ridges are over the 6-1 output or the 7-9 output, or sometimes they're over, sometimes they move around, so it's not dynamic. It's not static, it's dynamic. It changes. And it changes with your location, where you are located, and it changes over time. You'll see those humps in the noise floor traveling up and down the band all the time. It's like an ocean. And sometimes the ocean has high waves, and sometimes the ocean is smooth and flat. And the noise floor for 2 meters is just like that.
Maybe that's the issue, because, like I said, I wasn't having that issue last week, and then all of a sudden now it's only on this frequency am I hearing that. And, you know, who knows, by next week it might clear up. So, in any event, if second shift's going to show up, I guess they ought to be here by now. So I'll back on out of here and say 73s to you, and thanks for the chat, and we'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
All right, John, appreciate you holding it up as long as you did. Hopefully second shift will be here. If not, they'll have another opportunity with Gary tomorrow night. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop by tomorrow night where Gary will be calling the net. He'll be having the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net as well. That's always a lot of fun, so be sure and stop in and check in with Gary tomorrow night. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.